Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile. I'm being joined by a new sidekick today, Valerie Dunn. She's over there sitting across from me. Say hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you hitting them?
So far, so good.
Good job. And I'm also sitting next to another sidekick, a regular on the Dr. Pat Show, Dr. Friedemann Schaub, talking about one of my favorite topics today. And I'll give you a little bit of information about that in a minute. Dr. Schaub, of course, is the founder of Cellular Wisdom, and that is a personal breakthrough and empowerment program. And you've heard lots about that, but today you're going to hear how he helps people get unstuck. And Cellular Wisdom, he created this program that utilizes the power of the mind, body, and spirit connection to completely, fully tap into the unlimited potential that we have. Because a lot of times what happens is we got some old stuff in there that just clogs up the works. Today we're going to be talking about how to get unclogged, how to get unstuck without getting ungrounded. So what's really cool about this topic, getting unstuck without getting ungrounded, is that I have this visualization, Dr. Friedemann. Welcome to the show, by the way.
Thank you for having me.
I have this visualization because, as you know, and Benny will attest to it, we even have a little sound bite. The show used to be called Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life.
I remember.
Yeah. And so one of the little... sound effects we had was a jackhammer. Okay? So imagine jackhammering your soul. That would kind of get you off kilter and ungrounded. And so today we're going to be talking about that. But, you ask some really interesting questions. You ask questions about do we feel stuck in our lives, trapped by procrastination, anxiety, overeating, lack of motivation? I think most of our society is kind of somewhere along the line, don't you think?
Absolutely. And, I think in our generation now, people don't tolerate it as well anymore as in my father's and grandfather's generation. They were so much more, and I'm not really sure why, but there is the persistency with jobs for 40 years, marriages for 60 years, staying in the same town all their lives. So
drinking Zambuca with the espresso helps.
Well, maybe that's what it was, but there's definitely something that I think was different than what we experience these days. And in these days, we are just rather unsatisfied with being stuck and can't tolerate it. And I think that's one of those things that I feel very strong about, that when you're stuck, you need to address it. It's personally, for me, one of the most intolerable states to be. So whenever I'm stuck, I really get pay close attention and get kind of antsy and really think about, so what can I do to get unstuck?
I think we should talk about what being stuck means, because we hear the term a lot. I mean, if you Google it, you'll get millions. And I do this, and I will do this today. You get millions and millions and millions of websites out there that talk about either stuck or unstuck. And I wanted to ask you about stuck and what it means to be stuck and how it shows up. Mm-hmm. Because you've said you've been stuck. Everybody knows I've been stuck. And people get stuck every day.
Right.
Salespeople get stuck, and they go into modes where they can't make sales. What does it mean to be stuck, and why do we get there?
Well, I think stuck is very subjective. Stuck doesn't mean that just because there is no movement, you're stuck. If you're comfortable with it, if you're happy with your comfort zone, and it stays the same for a long time, whether you're sitting on the couch eating potato chips or you just keep the same, sales success or, mediocre success that you had for a long time, and you're satisfied, you're not really stuck officially. You're only stuck if you really feel stuck. So make sure that you understand it's your personal decision if you're stuck or not. basically stuck is that your zone of living in any area of your life or in your entire life is becoming too small. And you want to be bigger than that. You want to outgrow it. Maybe mentally on some level you have outgrown it, but you don't really know how to really fully, like you said, bust through it, break through it. You're just somewhere in that interesting place between I want to be out of here, but I don't know how to get out of there. And so that's this incongruency of stuckness. You want to move forward, something holds you back. It's very natural. I think growth in general is our natural tendency. And if we limit our growth, usually what happens is that something inside of us shrivels or even dies. That's why stuckness is so dangerous. So we have to really take a close look at when even only a small part of us feels stuck and unhappy and unsatisfied with the current state.
You know, let's just talk about this for a minute, because I love what you just said. Even that small part of us, having small stuckness, okay, is still stuckness.
Absolutely.
And I don't know about you, but some people would look at, and I have a couple friends that would talk to me about areas of my life that I was stuck, and they would think it would be so insignificant, right? They look at you and they think, bam, he's got like everything going for him.
Right.
And now he's whining about blah, blah. And this is the way they look at me. They'd say, man, look at you. You got this going. You got that going. Suck it up. I mean, but it's an issue. Small stuckness is an issue for me.
Right.
So sometimes let's not tell our friends.
Well, it gets bigger, you know. After a while, the small stuckness just blows up because it takes your attention. Whatever feels uncomfortable, you know, eventually blows up in the focus of your mind, and you want to do something about it. Now, if it's just a really little small thing, like a friendship that doesn't work, or
okay,
maybe these 5 extra pounds you want to lose, or, you know, the bad habit that you have, or maybe, you know, in your job you're not completely satisfied, it is still eventually biting you back if you don't address it.
Well, and you know, some of this is looking at the pattern of stuckness.
Mm.
So I want to ask you a question. You know, is there a pattern that we see? Is it, you know, are there people that once they get stuck, even a small stuckness on friendship, you know, have a pattern? Or can there be just isolated points in time in our lives where we just got a little hiccup going on?
Both. I think there can be both. I think that this can be a symptom for a bigger pattern of, you know, for example, just not taking yourself very seriously, not valuing yourself, making everything more important than you. And that can show up in a certain stuckness. You know, I recently worked with a client who really wanted to lose weight and stop drinking so much alcohol. However, her priorities was her business. And so it was always difficult for her to choose what's more important. Is it more important to show up and really work to the wee hours, or is it more important to take care of my own needs and exercise and go and release stress and all those kind of things? And consistently her pattern was through her life that outside demands are more important than her inner needs. And so that's her stuckness. So that's a pattern that they have. And then there are other, you know, just isolated incidences where it's about a specific person. I always believe there is a deeper root cause, but it doesn't necessarily have to be a consistent pattern.
But it could be like an issue in my life that would cause me to be so absolutely weepy about losing a friendship. Honestly, I could count close friends of mine on one hand, maybe not even a full hand, actually. And the thought of having a rift with them or, you know, even the folks that are on the show,
mm-hmm,
could be painful. One of the things I wanted to ask you, though, is that sometimes we feel like we just step into stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and that's a classic little bit of, you know, I'm the victim and I just attract all those things.
Just a little bit, you think, huh?
Well, and you know, and that's one of the hallmarks of stuckness, to feel that you have less power than whatever issue you're dealing with. Like, you know, in the example of what I talked about, the business was more powerful and the demands of the business more important than the power you have to change your life or take care of yourself. And so that stepping into things you know, is a little bit the ignorance of taking responsibility and saying, well, what is it what I'm doing actually here that really makes this even possible?
Is there a benefit to staying stuck?
Oh, absolutely. That's why so many people are stuck. It's comfortable. You know, one of the words, and I think I said this before on the show, that I think is really overused, abused, misused, shouldn't be used, is comfortable. I don't think it's a word that should be revered or valued, because that's the reason why people stay stuck. It just feels comfortable. And as long as you're still comfortable in your stuckness, and the pain or the desire to go beyond is not bigger than this comfort, you're going to stay stuck. Now, that's the beauty about working with clients. I often talk with them before I see them. I offer these free phone consultations. And within 20 minutes, I can tell a person why they are stuck, what's the root cause, and if they are ready to get beyond it. And when they are ready to get beyond it, they are ready to do it. And if not, then they just have to wait. They have to percolate a little bit in this comfort zone and really get ready for it.
Well, and I wanted to ask you, and let me just do this, because I think this is such an important topic. There are people right now that my heart goes out for them, you know, that are at a place in their lives that they've never been before, Dr. Friedman. Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, they've not been at this place. I mean, I don't think we've seen economic conditions, especially there are generations of people on this planet now that have not. People that are my age, of course we have.
Right.
I mean, we sat in the gas lines. I mean, we know what that's about. But still, it doesn't make what's happening now any better. I want to open up the phone lines for those of you that want to get some advice, some help, some coaching with Dr. Friedman Schaub, who is an amazing breakthrough specialist. I really want to give you that opportunity. And for those of you that have questions that will come all over our affiliate, you can send it to our instant feedback at psychiconair.com. Instant feedback at psychiconair.com. And for the show, we would love to have you call in at 1-800-930-2819. You'll have to come on. Give Benny your question, 1-800-930-2819. When we come back, we'll talk about getting unstuck, why it's important, and why it's now. Now is the opportunity more than ever to take care of some old issues. We'll be right back with Dr. Friedman Schaub right here on The Dr. Pat Show.
Are you ready for balance and wellness? Daisy Thompson at Northwest Healing Studio is a nationally known energy intuitive and Reiki master. By repatterning your energy structure, Daisy can help you make the changes you need to start attracting the life you want to experience. If you live with depression, anxiety, illness, pain, or stress, call Daisy at 206-550-8469 and begin to realize your true path in life. Visit NorthwestHealingStudio.com.
Man, you know, Benny, I want to get my life back and walk without pain. And I heard about a shoe that's a natural solution for heel and back pain.
Well, you know, Susan, it's actually called Z-Coil Pain Relief Footwear. It's a shock absorber in the heel that cushions the pounding in your step, and it provides less impact, which means less pain.
You mean I can walk with my kids again without that nagging heel pain?
You sure can. Give Z-Coil Footwear a try. Call 206-838-7338, or you can even try out their website, yourtwofeet.com.
Are you tired of waking with aches and pains? Sick of taking one prescription drug after another? Would you like to take complete charge of your health? At Vitality Chiropractic, Dr. Bonnie Verhunt specializes in all-natural treatments for everything from arthritis to chronic fatigue. For information on how chiropractic can change your life, visit vitalitychiropractic.com. Or call 206-824-5521. And be sure to listen to Dr. Bonnie Verhunt on The Dr. Pat Show.
Hello, I'm Dr. Russell Kuhn from Evergreen Chiropractic Capitol Hill in Seattle. Are you eating organic, taking supplements and vitamins, and still not experiencing the health you had hoped for? At Evergreen Chiropractic, we specialize in analyzing the nerves that allow your digestive system to function at 100% potential. For more information, go to our website at evergreenchiropractic.com. And to schedule a free 10-minute consultation, call 206-323-1666. That's 206-323-1666.
This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, and I am here with Becky Miller from Kent, who is another successful client of Positive Changes. Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again when you stop dieting? Well, Becky decided to quit dieting and make a lasting lifestyle change with the help of Positive Changes Hypnosis. Becky, tell us how much weight you lost.
I've lost 65 pounds.
Tell us how Positive Changes is different than a diet.
I used to be out of control with my eating. Positive Changes put me back in control. I didn't really give up anything, but I just made better choices. I had no deprivation. If I really wanted something, I had a couple bites, and then really didn't want the rest of it.
Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That number again is 888-311-7157.
Bobby, when are we going to have Hart in the studio? Wouldn't that be a show? Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Hart right here in the studio. We could kick that up a few notches. Wouldn't you love it? We both love Hart. I was like a little Hart groupie.
You were?
Yeah, before I moved to Seattle.
Oh, really?
I had no idea. Right. Yeah. I loved it.
I grew up with Barracuda. I love that.
I know. Maybe. Okay. Mike is on it. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. But more importantly, we're talking with Dr. Friedemann Schaub. For more information about him, go to cellularwisdom.com.
That's cellularwisdom.com.
Right. But before we get into the conversation of stuck and unstuck, I want you to tell folks a little bit about your upcoming Breakthrough Fear and Anxiety event.
Well, the Fear and Anxiety event is ideal for anybody who wants to get unstuck, because isn't anxiety really at the bottom of most stuckness? The fear of getting out, the fear of breaking through, the fear of doing something different. And this workshop really helps you to not only get the tools that you can consistently use step by step every day to get unstuck, because getting unstuck is not an explosion. It's not something that you just rip the wall down and you're free running. You're working on it. You're creating step by step little just to move forwards until you're ready, until you have this groundedness, this inner foundation to really create the life that you want. And the workshop gives you these tools, but the workshop also allows you to work on yourself with the subconscious mind internally very deeply to get rid of the things, the burdens, the beliefs, the incongruencies that kept you stuck. It's really phenomenal, and I enjoy it very much because it is something where you can see within those 2 days people transform. And I always keep in touch with the people that went to the workshops, and hundreds of people are still emailing me and telling me how their life has changed since then, and what is possible in just 2 days to achieve.
It's hard to get unstuck alone. It's been hard for me. I don't know about you, but I have multiple coaches. I don't know if my listeners know that, you know, the coach has to have a coach.
Right.
You know,
right.
You have to have people that you work with, because, you know, I do have lofty goals. And it's very easy to get stuck when things just don't go exactly like they're supposed to.
Yeah, and what a coach can help you is really to point you into the direction that you need to go. Because one of the most common reasons why people are stuck is that they don't have the awareness why they're stuck. And I think one of the most common reasons there is the lack of motivation. You know, I often find that when I'm working with my coach, or when I am, you know, helping people to get unstuck, that we have to look at what motivates you even to get unstuck. And so for the listeners, what I would suggest for them is to consider that you need something that pulls you out of the stuckness, and you need something that pushes you out of the stuckness. And what I mean with that, you want to have a goal in front of you that really says, wow, that's what I want to go towards. That's really what I'm excited about. And so start thinking about what, in an ideal world, would I want to experience in whatever area of life you feel stuck. if it's in your relationship, what would be the ideal situation, the ideal relationship look like? If it's in your job, which I used to be stuck years ago, and I was wondering, what would be the ideal job? What's really important to me about my work and the work that I want to pursue? And just making a list about those things really helped me to find the core values, the things that really move me forward. And then ask yourself the other question, which pushes you, which is, if you don't change, if you don't make a move, if you just stay in that zone you are right now, how will your life look like in 1, 2, 5 years? And what will happen? Sometimes people tell me, actually, if they stay stuck and consider this question, that they're going to be dead. Because it is something that drains them so extremely, that's so self-destructive, that they realize this is not something I can wait or put on hold. I need to do something now. And it's a very important question to ask yourself.
It is a very important question. And, you know, there are a couple of different parts of dying that I want to ask you about. Of course, we're very familiar with the physical dying, and that is the dying of a body.
Right.
You know, whatever happens with that, body shuts down. There's also sort of a dying that happens with the soul.
Yes.
And I wanted you to address that because, you know, there is a thing that I refer to as soul stuckness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And in my mind, it's different than I need to lose 10 pounds.
Right, right.
Soul stuckness is something that has been a little creepy for me in that it creeps up at a point in time where you almost think it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think people are experiencing out in the world right now? What are the people experience that come to work with you?
I like this word, soul stuckness, very much. And I think a lot of people are actually soul stuck, and they feel disconnected from their essence of who they mm-hmm. are, from their soul. And they really live almost like a zombie-like world, in a zombie-like life, where they feel, you know, I'm just functioning for the heck of it. I'm just doing my obligation, my chores every day. There is no joy. There is no purpose. There is no connection to my true self. And I don't even know who I am anymore. That's like being without this foundation of self. And I think a lot of people have so many areas in their lives that they're stuck, and so many things they feel are more the priority in order to survive, that they literally lose touch with themselves. They don't feel they have time to do this. They don't feel they even know how to get there. And it's a very serious state. I completely agree, because it takes the joy out of life. It takes the joy out of even being here. And I think it can lead also to really severe physical problems.
Well, I wanted to ask you about the economy right now. And boy, I don't really like to use that term, but that is a pop culture term. I don't believe everything happening is economics.
Right.
I really don't. I mean, I really think that, you know, in my term, society is having a major crust quake here, because it's exactly at the place that you referred to, a level of complacency.
Right, right.
And I want to ask you about that, because I want to understand the relationship between stuckness, unstuckness, and healing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, as we said, I think stuckness is this awareness, this, you know, you mentioned in another show at some point, the awakening of that there is something not really working any longer. Unstuckness gets you moving. Unstuckness feels like, okay, I am moving forward, and I'm going to go into the direction, at least in this area of my life, where I want to go. Healing is ultimately what we just talked about, with reconnecting to your wholeness, reconnecting to your soul. So that's where you can use one movement out of stuckness to really see the bigger picture, go to the deeper root causes, and create true healing and true wholeness. And that's what the work I'm doing with individual clients is about, not only focusing, you know, like coaching onto one specific area, but it's really about how can you find wholeness? How can you find your inner foundation again?
And we would love to hear from you. Are you stuck? Do you need a little help? Are you feeling like there's a place that you'd like to get to that just is not happening for you? We're taking your calls today with Dr. Friedemann Schaub, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819, or you can send a message to Instant Feedback at psychiconair.com. psychic, I think it's psychiconair.com. I'll get yelled at if I don't get that right. Did I get that right, Benny? Psychiconair.com? Psychicradio.com? Mike, help me out here.
We are stuck.
Because Jimmy's going to be like smacking me
instant
about
feedback.
Instant feedback at psychiconair.com.
Thank you. Instant feedback at psychiconair.com or 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. If you want to get in directly, 425-373-5527. Yeah, one of the things that I heard a I'm just going to say healer say the other day, mm-hmm. and I was talking with her on air. She said, honestly, we have global stuckness right now. Mm-hmm. I said, what? Global stuckness. Mm-hmm. What does that mean to you? Because you're the master at breakthrough. Do you need to be talking to, you know, some of these leaders of countries or what?
Well,
it's a big term.
I'm not sure if I really agree with that.
Yeah, thank you.
I really feel like that we are having a global consciousness shift. And, you know, some of us are sitting on the fence. Some of us are like the pathfinders that are already, you know, creating the way for the ones to follow. And some of them are still a little stuck and left behind. But I don't think that's a global stuckness. I don't see it at all that bleak. I think it's actually a really exciting time. And I think we are on the brink to creating something much more whole and healthy, integrating not only our personal self, but really also including the planet, including society, including all that is around us. I think we are really, you know, like they said in the 60s and 70s, we are coming to the age of Aquarius. We are coming to that, you know, mind of what is in it for us and not so much what's in it for me.
Well, when we come back from break, we're going to be talking with Dr. Friedemann Schaub about how we resolve the inner battle that goes on, that inner battle that happens with us to stay the way we are, to stay at that place of not changing. And, you know, what he has learned, what he has done, what his breakthrough work helps people do. How do we resolve the conflict? Part of me wants to heal my body, Dr. Schaub, and part of me does not. Wow. What happens when I don't have the excuse that I'm sick anymore?
Excellent question.
Okay. When we come back, we'll see what the answer to that is and much more. CellularWisdom.com is the website for Dr. Friedemann Schaub. We'll be right back with the show.
Oh, Annie, dreamboat Annie, ship of dreams.
Performance Velocity brings you the Breakthrough Human Performance Formula, ETA equals R, where energy intelligence is the key competency for the successful business leader. Are you ready for this emerging trend? You can ignite leadership, accelerate execution, and deliver peak performance every time. Performance Velocity can help you, your management team, or your company. Call 303-744-2464. Human performance is their business. Visit PerformanceVelocity.com and start getting results now.
Learn how to help people deal with loss and the grieving process. The new online certificate in bereavement studies at the Center for Integrative Health focuses on the spiritual, cultural, and workplace aspects of loss. Completely online, the one course per month format allows you to complete the certificate in as little as 9 months and earn graduate credit from a regionally accredited institution. Financial aid is available. Visit centerforintegrativehealth.org for the National University Systems Center for Integrated Health. That's centerforintegrativehealth.org.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Are you where you want to be right now? Do worry, fear, and doubt stop you from feeling your best and living abundantly? Create your heart's desire. Live life to the fullest. How? Schedule a coaching session with Dr. Joanne White, author, motivational speaker, life, business coach, and energy intuitive. The Success Doc will motivate and inspire you to your own greatness. Call 877-DOC-WHITE or visit docwhite.org.
Do you like where your health and looks are headed? Or are you ready for a total transformation? Your dollars and days off have never been more precious, so why waste them on anything other than lasting, real rejuvenation? Sure, there are expensive spa vacations, and then there's total transformation. Join best-selling author Kat James in a gorgeous mountain setting where you'll learn the very food and self-care principles that transformed her beyond recognition, without self-deprivation. Break free from the food and beauty self-sabotage and spend 5 days with the woman Self Magazine calls a master of self-transformation. You will even celebrate the new you with a world-class makeover and photo shoot. Want a total transformation but can't afford to get away? Attend Kat's teleprogram from your home via computer or phone. Make 2009 your year for total transformation. Call us at 877-54-TOTAL or visit us at TotalTransformation.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. For more information about us, go to www.thedrpatshow.com, thedrpatshow.com. For more information about my super guest today, Dr. Friedemann Schaub, go to his website, cellularwisdom.com. And we have a caller, so I'm going to kick it back to Mike over here.
All right.
And, Pat, we have Ashley from Ohio calling, and she has a question about her father, who's kind of in a rough point without a job right now.
Hi, Ashley. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Glad to have you. So let me introduce you to Dr. Friedemann over here, and let's see if we can help you out.
Okay. Thank you.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's your question?
I was wondering, my dad kind of seems like he's stuck as far as the employment area, and it seems like the farther he goes without a job, the more, like, depressed and not trying anymore, and I was wondering, is he ever going to get out of this situation?
Well, you know, I think Dr. Pett already alluded to that. There are a lot of people who feel similar, like your father, that, you know, they have no job, they have no purpose. They feel there is no real value to them because they are not doing something. Is your father sitting mostly at home, or is there anything that he's engaging in right now?
No, mainly at home. I mean, my grandma came down recently to visit, but other than that, he just sits at home.
Mm-hmm. And do you have the feeling that your father has anybody to talk to, or does he just keep all those things inside of him?
Sometimes, you know, he'll call me, but I think a lot of times he just keeps it in because he feels, you know, he doesn't want to burden me, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I recently, you know, had experience working with a man who was in a similar situation. He was on the brink of losing his job because all his basically performance was very, very mediocre, and he didn't really want to do the job. He felt very depressed. He felt that he didn't really have any motivation to do anything, and he was kind of waiting to get fired. And so he made that call, and we started working together, and he used this pain, like your father, for example, right now is also in a lot of pain. He used it to really understand more, why is it that I don't feel energy? Why is it why I do feel so depressed? Why is it why this job situation makes me feel almost paralyzed? And he really used it to change himself, to work on himself, to really find more a sense of, again, connection with who he is, even though he wasn't successful or even though he was almost losing his job. And again, in your father's situation, not having a job, finding out more about himself and getting more in alignment with himself. Mm-hmm. Now, he sent me a week ago an email with, that was a forwarded email from his company, And he was now the number one salesperson with more sales than anybody else in a pretty big company. So something inside of him shifted, but he said, I don't want to just feel good about myself because I will, you know, be better in sales. I want to first feel better about myself and then go out there and make those sales and then go out there and be successful. And that's exactly what he did. And he turned his life around within 6 months. So there is nothing really that isn't an opportunity also for your father. How old is your father?
He actually just had a birthday Saturday. He's 50.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. I mean, so he really will probably stay in the workforce for at least another 10, 15 years. And it's a really good idea to use this hiatus. And that's what I tell all people that are right now feeling unemployed. Not only go into the either frantic action and look for, you know, fast for a job and have this the only thing they're doing, but also using the time to work on themselves with, you know, the things that you listen on the Dr. Pat Show about, or, you know, asking for support or getting some books that really help you to really find out more about what keeps you right now in the state of depression. Because just because you don't have a job doesn't necessarily have to lead to depression. It can actually lead to a complete different self-empowered being. And it can also lead to finding or helping yourself to find the job that actually fits to who you are and not just make ends meet.
Ashley, I want to ask you a question. Would your father be open to getting some help?
I think so.
Okay. I want to just say something to you. First of all, thank you for calling in, because it is painful to watch. I mean, to watch our loved ones, especially our parents, be in a situation that perhaps they've never been in. Has your father ever lost his job before?
Yeah, but not, like, for this long.
Right, right.
Usually, just found something right away.
But see, the problem is that your father probably stops at some point believing in himself.
Yes.
And so what, you know, he basically portrays when he has an interview or just when he goes out there is, well, they're probably going to say no as well, because I'm already 50, I have been unemployed for a while. So he needs to definitely, you know, shift the way he's looking at himself and looking at his experience, looking at his potential, looking at what he has to offer versus the limitations that he perceives inside of him.
Right.
That in itself makes a huge difference.
Right. And the other thing that I wanted to mention also, Ashley, so if you can get him some help, especially working with Dr. Friedemann, it would be great. The other thing that really kicks in, and this happens, I'm going to share my little story, is age. You know, it's kind of like, wow, when I was, you know, when I lost my job after 25 years, I thought, wow, there's just like, you know, I've got some time, I could go back to school. But as time passes, subconsciously, you start to tell yourself you're too old. My best friend just lost her job like 2-3 months ago. And I've never, ever heard her sound as defeated as she does right now. And it isn't because of the economy. I mean, I thought she'd be coming and saying to me, oh, well, the economy. No. Do you know what she said to me, Ashley? She said, no one is going to hire me at my age. And so if you can get him some help and to have him see that we are buying into a societal myth and belief that age is going to prevent us from being our full self, that would be so helpful. I think you're his angel today.
Thank you.
I really do. Let's give Ashley a number so that she knows how to...
Yeah, if your father's interested or if you are interested in getting some more information about the work that I can offer to your father, it's 866-903-6463. Again, that's 866-903-6463. Give us a call and we can set up a free phone consultation with him.
Ashley, were you able to write that down?
No, what was the last? It was
866-903-6463.
Okay.
And the website is cellularwisdom.com. Thank you for calling in, because your call actually is going to own and has represented so many other people listening to this show. So thank you for being the angel that really talked about the elephant in the room, Ashley. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Great call. Great question. I know there are people thinking about this, but I want to ask you about this because this is a place of stuckness. I actually don't know what to do, you know, to help my best friend. Right now, we all know that the reason she actually lost her job was to take care of her mom.
Right.
I mean, that's been her, you know, she had that aha moment where she said, you know what, my mom really needs me now. But that doesn't stop her from having the old, like, okay, I'm like, nobody's going to hire me.
Well, you know, and that's what... The title of the show was Without Becoming Ungrounded. And the problem is that the groundedness, the foundation for a lot of people is not there. The foundation was the job. The foundation was the appreciation from the boss or the colleagues. The foundation was the money that you made or what you could afford. And it wasn't a foundation inside of you. It wasn't a foundation about, I just feel good about myself no matter what the circumstances. And I think that is the great challenge, but also opportunity for everybody who has now more time on their hands than they usually had for the last 25 years to find again this foundation and to find out who really am I and what am I about. So one of the things I always give my clients is make a list, the list of 15. Make a list of 15 things that you have accomplished in your life. Just looking through your life, if you want to specifically do this around your work, make a list of 15 things that you have accomplished at your work. Make another list of 15 things where you know that you're skillful in, that you have skills. If you, again, want to focus on work, what are your specific skills you have so that you can feel good about yourself? Then make a list of 15 things that you have as God-given talents. What is it what really makes you stand out? What is different to you? What is kind of your signature self that is different to other people? And then make a list of 15 things that tell you this is the reason why, coming back to the job, I would hire myself. What are the reasons why I would definitely find myself as a great asset for any company that would be lucky enough to get me? And start with that, because you want to feed yourself not with this old, oh, I'm too old, I'm so long out of work, and so on, which completely deflates you. You want to feed yourself and your subconscious with positive, powerful information.
There's no question about it, and it's a downhill spiral. When we come back, Dr. Friedemann Schaub will tell us how to stop that spiraling down. We just don't want to keep going down. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
Up above in your eyes, a fantabulous night to make romance need the cover of October skies.
Have you been baffled by the unanswered questions in your mind and heart? Are you ready to see your life unfold right in front of your eyes? Tap into the power of your inner voice, embrace the wisdom within, and live life to the max with the empowerment psychic, Linda Dickinson. Visit Linda at InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096 for a private session that'll help you live life to the max. Listen to Linda on the Dr. Pat Show and call in to connect with your guides.
Hi, this is Anna Luque, author of The Yoga Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The Yoga Diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight, and the yogurt I recommend is Greek Gods Greek yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek Gods yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek Gods yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek Gods popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek Gods kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
Perfco Green. Biodegradable by nature, green by choice. Traditional trash bags stay in our landfills and pollute the earth for over 800 years or more. Perfco Green trash bags disappear naturally within 2 years and leave nothing harmful behind. Convert your home, school, and business to Perfco Green. Now available at Walgreens, Amazon.com, OfficeMax, and other local stores. visit perfgogreen.com. That's perfgogreen.com.
Margaret McElroy is an internationally recognized psychic, medium, and gifted spiritual teacher, graduating hundreds of students from five continents, a popular magazine and newspaper clairvoyant from nearly a dozen publishing houses. She's authored 8 books and hosted syndicated radio shows on over 30 stations around the world. Margaret says there's never been such a thirst for metaphysical knowledge. Check out her website at margaretmcelroy.com. That's Margaret, MCELROY.com.
Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again? Would you like to learn how to take the weight off once and for all? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help thousands of clients reach their goals and stay there. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That's 888-311-7157.
To shine in your blush, can I just have one more morning dance with you, my love? Or can I just make some more romance with you, my love?
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Dr. Friedemann Schaub is joining us here today. We're going to make sure you have his information. But I was just sharing with him that I was a little stuck. And we were talking about what does it mean to get moving? You know, how do you get moving? And what do you do with those aha moments? But we were also talking about, and, you know, not really dismissing what is going on in the world. And I wanted to ask you, Friedemann, to talk about that. But before we do, could you please give out your information again about the workshop, but also the website and so forth for people?
So the website, if you're interested to listen to more shows with Dr. Pat and other radio stations, it's cellularwisdom.com. In one word, cellularwisdom.com. You can call us at 866-903-6463. It's 866-903-6463. And the workshop is in Seattle. It's on October 17th and 18th. Currently, there is a 2-for-1 special. So that means you can actually bring your friend, partner, the person who feels really stuck and you want to help them for free to the workshop if you sign up right now. So you can go to the website and sign up for the workshop. It is absolutely a workshop that's going to change your life and definitely going to challenge you out of your comfort zone.
And that's really what we're talking about, getting unstuck and really moving forward. I think that, you know, there are folks that have been feeling sort of the pressure of what's going on in the world or what's going on globally for quite some time. I think there are some people that are feeling a little bit, you know, a little relief right now. But for the most part, there is still a lot of pressure out there about what's happening, quote, with the economy. And at the same time, on the, you know, the bottom part of this, pushing up, our family and friends kind of wondering, you know, how can we help him? How can we help her? And so if you're like the one that's affected, you're like in the middle. You know, you're like in the middle of a vice, feeling the pressure from the top and the pressure from the bottom. It's like a muddle in the middle, so to speak.
Right.
How do you address this in the work you do, and how do you help those folks literally get unstuck from the bottom and the top and every other which way?
Well, I want to have a different look at the whole economy thing. Because let's say, for example, you would not be faced with unemployment, but you would be faced with a serious illness. Let's say you would have been diagnosed with cancer. Mm. What would you do? Would you say, well, oh my God, now that's the end of my life. There's nothing I can do. Or you, as a listener of the show, wouldn't you do whatever you can to check out what can I personally do to heal myself? What can I do to understand more what the cancer is about? What can I do to bring myself back into wholeness? Would you not spring into action and know, I'm going to beat this. I'm going to definitely heal myself. Wouldn't that be one of your main intentions to do?
Like it was yesterday.
Right.
Oh, there's no question about it. I mean, for the most part, you would be like, wow, I want to live.
Exactly.
I want to thrive.
And you would not give your power to the cancer and say, well, this is more powerful than I am. You would find a way out. Now, there are people that are dealing with cancer that have maybe a 50% chance of remission. And they would say, excellent, 50%. I'm going to go for it. I'm going to make it happen. They're about 9% unemployed and 91% are not unemployed. So you could argue that most people have a job and there are more jobs or more people that are actually, you know, in their job and keep their jobs than they're out of their jobs. But all we are looking at is, oh my God, it's this big crisis and we are pretending as if 91% are out of the job and only 9% have a job. So you have to really shift your mind around and say, the normalcy is right now for most people to have a job, and I can also get one, versus saying, well, the rule is right now you don't have a job and you will never get a job, and that's pretty much where I'm stuck is.
Okay, but you know what? You and I know this. If you, and this is really a choice that we all get to make, you know, we're turning on headline news, and they're not talking about the 91% of the people that are employed or doing good work. They're not even talking about the 9% of the people who have a percentage of themselves that are starting their own businesses,
yes,
that are going back to school. And so we are being bombarded with gloom and doom. What do we do about that?
Well, it's the same thing with what I always tell people who have, you know, to deal with illness. Don't Google for statistics that tell you you're going to die tomorrow.
Mm.
Google for people that have shown the way, that show you how to do it, that show you it is possible. And this way, look for positive information. Look for things that inspire you. Look for things that make, that open the gate. It's like the, you know, the 4-minute mile. At some point, somebody broke the 4-minute mile and all of a sudden everybody was able to do it. There are people out there that right now are thriving in this economy, that are finding their way, that are finding their, not only a new job, but finding actually something that excites them, that gives them purpose, that they feel this is me and so can you. It's just a matter also of shifting yourself away from only looking at what's not working and looking at the stuckness, at the wall that's right in front of you, and finding that door that leads you through this wall and focusing on what's beyond it. And I often tell people, you know, when you break through a board, like a wooden board, and you only focus on the wooden board, you definitely going to get stuck. Your hand, when you want to break it through with your hand, will just stop right before you reach the board, and you're going to hurt yourself. I have seen people getting really seriously injured because the moment when they were supposed to break the board, they became hesitant. They
exactly.
were wondering, what if? And then they basically, you know, got stuck.
I saw a rebar, you know, two people, you know, that have the rebar, that
right.
metal thing
right.
into their throats. And they're supposed to be like at that moment where you push forward and bend the rebar. It is not pretty to be in a place of doubt at that moment.
Right, exactly. You have to really focus on the space beyond it. That's where the energy is. That what gets you in. That's what moves you forward. And that's, you know, people ask me, well, isn't unstuck something that's, you know, hit and miss? It's not. Everybody can become unstuck. Everybody has the ability.
Well, getting stuck is not hit or miss.
Well, and again, getting stuck is only the space right before you're finding your breakthrough, right before you're getting into this bigger self, right before you're finding your purpose. And like in every show, there's so much more that I wanted to talk about, but there's so much more information also on the website or in individual consultations. So give us a call and find out more how you can get unstuck.
I would love for you next time to come back and bring some of the folks you've worked with. I would love to hear what we've had a couple of the holistic makeover people, but I would really love to see if we could get some folks that have truly gotten unstuck to hear their perspective on this, because your work is brilliant. You're helping people every day and nobody wants to be unstuck. What's your personal message for folks today?
If you feel unstuck, there's no better time than now to really get grounded, find your motivation inside, find your foundation inside, and always keep the heart open for the opportunity that's right around the corner. Because I have been experiencing many people, including myself, of being stuck. And I know that stuckness is not the end state. There's so much more for us to get to, and we all have the ability and the potential to reach it.
Thank you for joining me today. What a great show.
Thank you very much for having me.
I always love talking with you.
I always wish it would be 2 hours.
I know. We could certainly go on. And again, go to cellularwisdom.com, cellularwisdom.com, to find out more about what Dr. Friedemann Schaub does. And by the way, you know, he works with people all over the globe. So if you're listening to this show and you're in Ohio or you're in Singapore, the question is just getting to the website and connecting with Dr. Schaub, and he will work with you via telephone or Skype or the many, many other ways out there now that he's working with people. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
For those of you who want to find out more about the Dr. Pat Show, go to drpatlive.com, drpatlive.com. We've got lots going on. Sign up for our newsletter so you can find out about shows like this way in advance and about our upcoming guests. We're going to be interviewing Bob Barker. Can you believe it? Bob Barker in the near future, and Gloria Rubin, a star from ER, and her latest show, Raising the Bar. So lots of things going on here at the show, and you will be blown away, as I have been today, by the message of Dr. Friedemann Schaub. We'll see you next time.